Leader about securing more weapons, including talks on long-range weapons and missiles. The president at the White House signing executive orders to make it easier and less expensive, he says, for fertility treatments.
Effective immediately, for the first time ever, we will make it legal for companies to offer supplemental insurance plans specifically for fertility. It's never been done before. We're signing it in today with what we signed.
The Senate failed to pass a bill to end the government shutdown. Now in week three, lawmakers will take up another vote next week. Nestle, the world's biggest food company, announced it's laying off 16,000 workers worldwide over the next 2 years. The company says it's dealing with rising costs for ingredients, along with the negative impacts of tariffs. This is ABC News. John Bolton, former national security advisor under the Trump administration, is expected to face a federal indictment later today, sources tell ABC News. Prosecutors in Maryland say it's over his alleged mishandling of classified documents. Here's ABC's Alex Mallon.
This all stems, according to that search warrant, from an investigation that began after the United States became aware that a foreign entity had hacked Bolton's AOL accounts. Now, that's really important because that would indicate that maybe a foreign entity that did hack that account came upon the exact type of classified information, and that would obviously pose grave potential concerns if he actually did have highly classified information on his AOL accounts.
For the first time in more than a decade, the number of U.S. states with obesity rates of 35% or more has dropped. According to data by the CDC, 19 states had obesity rates of 35% or higher in 2024, down from 23 states in 2023. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Spotty showers tonight, mild with clouds and light fog, low 56. Breezy and warmer tomorrow, a few breaks of sunshine possible, high 78. Winds will be southwest 15 to 25. And scattered showers likely tomorrow night with a low of 57. Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy. The winds are out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 62 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard ready for fall with Select Ace Insect Killers, two for just $8. Break up those leaves easy with Ace Poly Tine or Steel Tine Leaf Rakes and save $10 on Select Paint and Exterior Paint gallons for your outdoors projects. Stock up now and tackle your home and yard with tools and savings you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Richland County Administrator Tricia Clements and Richland County Board Chair David Turk have released a statement concerning the Richland County EMS. The board took action earlier this year to end the current service model for the Richland County EMS as it was not fiscally sustainable. This agreement had been in place since 2014 and had been intended to last only 1 year. In 2025, it became very clear that the county could no longer sustain the service under the terms of that 2014 agreement. The Richland County Board acted to end the previous agreement effective December 31, 2025. Officials have been in discussion over the last couple of months with municipalities currently served by Richland County EMS to plan for 2026 and beyond. The county has developed a new contract structure reflecting the cost of operating the service, staffing it fully, and keeping it viable moving forward. This did result in increased costs for the municipalities involved, in some cases significant increases. The county created the agreement with a one-year term to give time for consideration of other ways the service could be provided to the affected municipalities while still creating a period of stability for the county's budget and for the dedicated professional staff currently employed by Richland County EMS. Municipalities have asked for an extension of current contract terms for 3 months to give them time to explore alternatives. The county has offered a 3-month interim agreement to satisfy this request, even though it creates uncertainty for Richland County and the ambulance service. There will be a vote on this request at the full county board meeting Monday night at 7. If no agreement is reached by the end of the 3 months, the service will end. Officials don't want that to happen. However, if an agreement with participating municipalities isn't reached, there is no way the county can continue to operate the service. If enough municipalities are not willing to participate, the county cannot continue to operate the service. Richland County is proud of its EMS staff and the high quality of service they provide when citizens call for their assistance, and we'd like to continue offering that level of service, but the county is not able to fund this service. The 2026 budget is already drawing down around $250,000 of financial reserves. Operating the ambulance service under previous contract terms would require even more depletion of the county's financial reserves. County officials remain hopeful that a new agreement can be reached quickly in cooperation with the municipalities currently served by Richland County EMS that will ensure continued high-quality service whenever it is needed. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has published state general school aides that school districts will receive during the current school year. This release of certified financial figures is based on data from the previous school year, including student counts and year-end financial data. The information published includes certified general school aid amounts for each school district, as well as 2025-26 student enrollment numbers for independent charter schools and private schools participating in the private school choice programs and the special needs scholarship program. Certain enrollment numbers for these programs are used to determine the dollar amounts to be withheld from school districts' aid payments to fund the programs as applicable. General school aides are the largest form of state support for PK through 12 schools in Wisconsin. The DPI is required by state law to release the certified aid figures by October 15th of each year. This certified data replaces preliminary aid estimates released in July. The 2025-27 state biennial budget kept funding for general school aides for the 2025-26 school year flat at $5.58 billion. Statewide, a majority of general aid is equalization aid, which is distributed according to a formula designed to help Wisconsin communities provide public education despite local differences in property wealth. The formula incorporates school district expenditures, property values, and resident student counts. The other smaller elements of general school aids are integration aid and special adjustment aid. The latter, also known as hold harmless aid, prevents districts from receiving more than a 15% reduction in gross general aid from year to year and will rise to 88 districts for 2025-26. However, total aid for 68 districts decreased more than 15% year to year due to prior year aid adjustments. These adjustments typically stem from shifts in expenditures used to calculate prior year aid. Aid varies widely by district based on the equalization formula. Of 421 districts, 111, or 26%, will receive more aid for 2025-26 than in 2024-25. 301, or 71% of districts, will receive less. Locally, school districts fall into the 71%, receiving less funding than last year. Weston will see the largest decrease of 10.85%, or a cut of $190,941. The Kickapoo Area District will see a 10.61% decrease, or a cut of $346,597. The River Valley School District is facing a 5.17% decrease, amounting to $313,403. The Riverdale School District is receiving a 3.01% decrease, fees, or $171,074. The Richland School District cut is a 2.07% decrease, or $236,843. The district receiving the least cut in the area is the Ithaca School District at 1.72%, or $42,196. The Grace Annual Meeting, along with sponsor and team recognitions, is being held tonight in the lower level of the Ramada Inn in Richland Center. Doors are open, and a free will donation buffet with grilled chicken and steak potato and vegetable are being served until 5:45. A cash bar is also available. The annual meeting and recognitions will begin at 6. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public that candlelight hikes, fall festivals, and other seasonal events will be held throughout October and November at Wisconsin State Park System properties. With over 307,000 acres of public land, state parks, forests, recreation areas, and trails host some of the state's best fall foliage and fall color viewing. A fall candlelight event will be held Saturday night at Muir Lake State Park. Bring friends and family to join the park staff and friends of Muir Lake for this fall mystery candlelight hike. Hike along the easy one-mile torchlit trail and discover clues to help solve the mystery of who the special guest is, then meet them at the end. When you are not out on the trail, enjoy hot chocolate and goodies around the roaring campfires. Meet at the Muir Lake Beach Picnic Area at 6. This event is free to attend, but a vehicle admission sticker is required. The third annual Pumpkin Fest will be held Saturday, October 25th in Richland Center. Pumpkins on the Farm is this year's theme that was submitted by this year's theme contest winner, Elena Muller, a fourth grader at St. Mary's School.
Farming is such a big part of our community. A lot of people in our town are farmers and they work really hard. It would be cool to honor the people that grow our food and take care of our land. I also love all the animals the farmers take care of. People could make their pumpkins like animals, tractors, and farms.
Pumpkin Fest features a pumpkin decorating contest. Anyone who would like to enter the contest will have an opportunity to get a free pumpkin to decorate. Suzanne Anderson is the creator and an organizer of Pumpkin Fest.
Kids out there in the community that would like to do a pumpkin and come to our fest, you can pick up a pumpkin at the fire station on Saturday, October 18th from 9 to noon, and you can pick it up, decorate your pumpkin, and then drop it off to the courthouse on October 22nd, which is Wednesday, between the hours of 3 and 6:30.
There are many different categories for pumpkin entries, which will be displayed on the courthouse lawn.
We have carved pumpkins. We have scarecrow category. We have happy and fancy, weird, ugly, and scary. You can do theme pumpkin, whatever you choose to do. If you have your heart set on a E.T. pumpkin, you can do an E.T. pumpkin. I hope that we have more than we had last year. And I think last year we had around 300 pumpkins. So my goal, I think, before this is all over one day, I hope to get 1,000 pumpkins on the courthouse lawn.
Suzanne Anderson encourages everyone to bring a pumpkin to enter and go on display.
If you bring a pumpkin down, you can be 0 to 99 years old. You can be 105 if you'd like to bring a pumpkin and enter it. It's free to enter. Just come on down. You get a free hot dog and a free Christie's cupcake upon entry. Just bring your things down and bring your pumpkin down, and it'll be displayed for the whole community to see.
All are invited to pick up a free pumpkin to decorate this Saturday between 9 and noon at the Richland Center Fire Station. Entries can be dropped off Wednesday from 3 until 6:30 at the courthouse lawn, and then they will be put on display for the third annual Pumpkin Fest, which will be held Saturday, October 25th in Richland Center.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day, and the trees on your property are one you shouldn't take for granted. Since 1936, Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber throughout southwest Wisconsin. Their professional forest management team can help you make the best decisions for you and your trees. Call the professionals at Meister Log & Lumber today at 608-524-4414. That's Meister Log & Lumber, serving Wisconsin's forests since 1936.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Barnett, 97 of Richland Center, died October 8th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills or St. Mary's Catholic Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Barnett, 97 of Richland Center. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85 of Avoca, died October 8th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Avoca Fire and Rescue. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85 of Avoca. Susan May Krieger, 76 of Richland Center, died September 29th. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 1 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center. Hans Carl Hansen, 82, of Richland Center, died yesterday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 10 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with military rites to follow the funeral. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 10. The family suggests memorials be directed to OMHS, Five Points Lutheran Church, Schmidt Woodland Hills, or the Richland Center Fire Department. Hans Carl Hansen, 82, of Richland Center. Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday, October 25th at 11 o'clock at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, Melanthin Creek. Friends may call at the church Saturday, October 25th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89, of Richland Center. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River, died October 9th at Schmidt Woodland Hills after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 1st at 4 o'clock at the Dousman House in Prairie du Chien. You are invited to bring photos or mementos of Suzanne to share. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a little bit of a band of light rain and sprinkles moving across the region late this afternoon, early this evening, part of a warm front moving in. Behind this warm front, where skies have cleared out this afternoon, temperatures soared into the mid-70s to low 80s from southwest Minnesota through much of central and western Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, Kansas area. And that warm weather will be spilling into our neck of the woods for tomorrow, even into Saturday, well above normal. So be sure to get out there and enjoy that. Enjoy the fall color. We do have another chance of a couple of showers here and there the next few days as a weather system slides through. Looks like the main chance of anything steady will be Saturday night into early Sunday morning. The latest data has pushed the heavier rain further east, so now mostly from eastern Illinois up through Indiana and Michigan. We will likely still get some gusty winds on the backside of that storm going into Sunday. Your forecast for tonight, some spotty showers, mild with clouds and light fog, low 56, southeast wind 5 to 10. Tomorrow breezy and warmer, a few breaks of sunshine possible, high near 78, very summer-like, southwest wind 15 to 25. Friday night, scattered showers likely, low 57. Saturday, mixed skies and mild, high 72. Some rain returning Saturday night. Sunday showers ending in the morning, gusty winds and colder, low 44 with a high of 60. Monday scattered frost early, otherwise a nice day with plenty of sunshine, low at 38, high up to 68. Tuesday mostly cloudy with some rain chances, windy as well, low 43, high of only 53, definitely jacket weather. Wednesday looks breezy and cool, partly sunny with passing sprinkles possible. Low 32 with a high of 56. Have a great evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 62 degrees after a high today of 64 and a morning low of 50. Yesterday's high was 54 and we received 23 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1947 is 89 degrees with a record low of 16 that was set back in 1952. Last year's high was 60 with a low of 21. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:17 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:18. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.88, and we have received 5 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 62 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's Great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. With a look at tonight's high school sports schedule, here's Phil Nee.
Cross-country conference tournaments are being held tonight at Platteville. The Southwest Conference teams are racing. At Cuba City, the SWAL and the Ridge and Rivers will be running at DeSoto. It's soccer action this evening as River Valley plays host to Richland Center. Lots of volleyball senior nights tonight. North Crawford at Ithaca. Kickapoo at Wazika Steuben. Mineral Point plays at Riverdale. Dodgeville at River Valley. And Lancaster at Richland Center. The Hornets and coach Jamie Johnson hoping to wind up the regular season on a good note.
We'll focus on Lancaster to end senior night, hopefully in a good fashion. So just really proud of this group. You know, again, hit that 20 win total. You know, we have an outside chance of getting to 25 wins this year, which is a really great season in any year. So we're excited about those opportunities. And again, the confidence and the way they're playing is really well right now.
Richland Center volleyball coach Jamie Jensen. His team is home to Lancaster tonight. We'll have the match on FM 100.9. I am Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Plans are underway for the 2025 through 26 season of Richland Center Church League Volleyball. The season is tentatively slated to begin the week of October 27th. Teams interested in playing must contact the league no later than tomorrow to be part of the league. To sign up or for questions, email rcchurchleague@yahoo.com or call Jeremiah Hassel at 608-320-2157 or Dave Turk at 608-604-0846. A one-sided NLCS resumes tonight in Los Angeles, but Brewers manager Pat Murphy is keeping the faith. Murph tells reporters his team has been counted out a lot this year. The Dodgers will try to end the best-of-seven series without returning to the Midwest. Milwaukee hasn't looked like the team that won all six games between the two during the regular season. It has five hits and two runs in two games, good for a team batting average of .086. To get back home with a chance, the Brewers have to win at least two of the three games on the West Coast. And right now, the Brewers and Dodgers, that Game 3 is currently underway. Not looking too promising right now. It's in the bottom of the first inning with one out for the Dodgers. Dodgers are up to bat. They have two runners on base and are currently leading the Brewers by a score of 1-0. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Packers coach Matt LaFleur is warning his players not to overlook the Arizona Cardinals. LaFleur points out that this week's opponent has lost four straight, but those four defeats came by a total of 9 points. We'd better be ready to play, he warns. Newsweek reports that on paper, Green Bay looks like a Super Bowl contender. The team showed that potential in its first two games, but it's been missing since then. The man who coached the Badger football team to national prominence says he's disappointed by the lack of effort from players against Iowa. BadgersWire.com reports that Barry Alvarez had called out UW fans for booing the players previously, but this week on ESPN Madison, he focused on pride. Not enough of it, Alvarez says. He's not being critical, just honest. It will be hard to turn things around. Wisconsin faces three of the top eight teams in college football over the next month. Indiana's Giannis Antetokounmpo has legacy on his mind. Despite his impressive achievements, including an NBA championship and MVP awards, he believes there's more to accomplish. As he enters his 13th NBA season with the Milwaukee Bucks, Antetokounmpo remains focused on winning. Bucks general manager John Horst praises him as the best player in the world, highlighting his impact on the team's success. While trade speculations persist, Antetokounmpo expresses commitment to Milwaukee, acknowledging the possibility of change. For now, his goal is to achieve greatness and be remembered among the NBA's elite. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs. Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. And by PCB Wealth Management. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
With area students having been back in school for about a month and a half now, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society would like to take this opportunity and remind everyone of some of the many important lessons that we can all learn from our pets. First, be curious. Don't be afraid to try new things and never lose your playful side. Second, rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, embrace the moment you're in. And third, like your loving pets, be sure to let others, including your pets, know that you love them unconditionally. And finally, never underestimate the value of a good nap. All About Pets, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years, Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Thursday, hogs were lower, soybeans, cattle, and corn finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You are made for farming, so is Stein. Each year you look to make the most of every opportunity and to find success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up on short covering and technical buying, finding support near the recent lows, watching the U.S. harvest and South American planting. Domestic demand solid, and U.S. beans are competitively priced for export right now. November was up 4 1/4 at 1010 and 3 quarters. January was 4 1/4 higher at 1028 and a half. December bean meal was a dollar higher at 276.90, and December bean oil was up 7 at 50.87. Corn was modestly higher on short covering and technical buying, monitoring the U.S. harvest with reports of lower yields in some areas due to disease issues. Still, even with a dip in yield, this year's crop is going to be record large. Ethanol production was up on the week and the year. December corn was 5 higher at 421 and 3 quarters. March was up 3 1/4 at 435 and a half. And wheat was mixed. Contracts are oversold and the demand's good, but wheat continues to see pressure from rising global supplies. Some winter wheat planting delays are likely, but soil moisture recharge in the long term is going to be beneficial. December Chicago is up 3 3/4 at 502 and a half. December Kansas City was a half higher at 488 and 3/4. December Minneapolis was down 1 1/2 at 549 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting for widespread direct cash cattle business to get going. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. December live was up a dollar and a dime at 247.87. February was 80 higher at 249.55. November feeder cattle were up 27 at 380.95. And January was 70 cents higher at 378.55. Hogs were lower, pressured by these steady to sharply lower cash during the session. December was down a dollar at 82.60. And February was 60 lower at 85.10. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
In agriculture, content is king, especially when it comes from a source you trust. Brownfield Ag News delivers timely, accurate information to America's farmers. Our team of award-winning farm broadcasters brings you the stories that matter, local, regional, national, and even global. That's why Brownfield is a household name across farm country, on the radio, online, and across social media. Thank you for trusting Brownfield. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
A very light round of direct cash cattle trade reported on Thursday. Dress deals in Nebraska were at 372 to 372.50. While that's not enough to establish an accurate price trend, it's substantially higher than last week's business. The bulk of the week's trade looks like it's going to take place sometime Friday. Box beef closed lower with light demand for fairly light off rangs. Choice down 37 cents at 366.11. Select was 23 cents lower at 348.93. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head. Cash hogs at the major directs were lower with a light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the national daily direct down $1.95 with a weighted average of 91.47. The Iowa Minnesota was 55 cents lower with a weighted average of 93.29. And the Western Corn Belt down 14 cents with a weighted average of 93.29. Pork values were firm, up 21 cents at 102.17. And estimated hog slaughter was 492,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tipsock Auction Realty with sales results at upcoming events. Large squares topped at $185 a ton and large rounds at $125 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. White 285 tractor, Farm All H with loader, IH560, trucks, cars, motorcycles, tools, and much more. Online only auction ending October 29th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Potosi online only auction includes John Deere 3010 vehicles, tools, and more. Ending October 22nd at 6 p.m. Soft close. For more info, go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced this week that the Trump administration is working to provide another $20 billion in aid to Argentina. Brownfield asked Allendale economist Greg McBride if farmers should be concerned about the U.S. helping a direct export competitor recover from a financial crisis.
Yep. We should be very concerned about this.
McBride says he expects the markets to closely monitor the situation. More news is next.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Title Tunnel Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Title Tunnel Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Commodities consultant says that already tight U.S. soybean stocks could become even tighter. Carl Setzer, partner with Consys Ag Consulting, tells Brownfield,
there are no thoughts that this soybean crop isn't going to make it to that $4.35 billion. A lot of analysts are saying it's going to be closer to $4.2 billion. You take that equal amount off our carryout, and we're down to 140 million bushels where we have to have significant rationing.
NCGA's chief economist says policy change is needed to lift the ceiling on ethanol production and create additional demand for farmers. Krista Swanson tells Brownfield that corn used for ethanol has been mostly stagnant since 2010. Meanwhile, the Renewable Fuels Association says U.S. ethanol production moved slightly higher over the past week as more facilities ended seasonal maintenance. More news online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett.
From start to finish, Harchi Lumber has everything you need to get the job done right. Save time and money and find all your building supplies in one convenient place. Serving this area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, offers a full selection of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and complete home and pool building materials. They even provide custom-built prefab wall panels with delivery and setup available using their own crane truck. Call Harchi Lumber today at 985-7207 and get your project off the ground with experience you can trust.
Hello, I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The chief commodities economist with StoneX Group says farmers are sticking with their plans to store crops as trade tensions increase between the U.S. and China. Find out more on Brownfield right after this.
A season is full of numbers. 21 days scouting fields, 168 hours in the cab, 540 cups of coffee consumed. At Golden Harvest, we know your most important number doesn't just happen. Every result is built by putting in the work and making the right calls with a partner who knows your acres. See how it all adds up beyond the bushels at goldenharvestseeds.com/harvest.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
Harvest continues across the Corn Belt. Arlen Suderman says farmers have followed through with their plans to store the crop and wait for better commodity prices.
Farmers are survivalists, so they are finding ways to adapt and survive. One of those ways is to try to capture the improvement in basis and carry into market if they can just capture a place to store it and be able to let the market come back to them.
A significant escalation in the U.S. and China trade war happened in the last week, mostly over rare earth minerals and reciprocal port fees, and the grain markets have responded.
I don't think the market grasped it yet. If they did, unfortunately, I think we would be trading at a much lower price. That's not fun to say. That's not fun to hear. I would say that what we are trying to do as an industry is move towards strong domestic demand while also exploring the other avenues for export. It just takes time to do that. And I think there were hopes that we could keep our exports going with China for a few more years to allow that domestic demand to develop. And that's what's causing the pain, is that this is happening faster than what the industry is able to transition. As China becomes more dependent on Brazil for soybeans, they start to squeeze out other customers. And as they squeeze out of the customers out of Brazil's ports, those customers come to the United States. So it's not a one-for-one loss. And we're seeing that in some of those other people coming to the United States. That won't replace the Chinese business by any means, but it will certainly help and assist. And I think the marketplace has some positives working in its way. I do think that the money is coming from the government, probably more than one payment. Looks like once the government reopens, there'll be about $13 billion coming to primarily soybean farmers, but other commodity producers as well. And Congress is working on its own package. And when the farmer has that money provided, that tends to slow selling, which tends to help firm the market, et cetera. It doesn't mean that the market totally collapses here, but it does mean that it's going to be difficult to sustain any type of rally in the near term, and at least until we are able to get definitive clarity on our biofuel policy going forward.
I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brown Field.
With the uncertainty in crop prices right now, let Cal Seeds and Golden Harvest take some worry away during this harvest season. From now until Friday, capture max discounts and 0% interest financing for your 2026 seed needs. The best part? You don't have to have an order put in until November 14th. Just by signing up for your Golden Advantage, you capture the max discounts and 0% financing. That's 0% until December 2026. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up. Call Kelsey Faber at 608-415-0765. Have a safe and bountiful harvest.
Memories.
That was Caleb Lathrop with Tennessee Time Machine on Country and Community. Good evening. I'm Tim Thede here on this Thursday evening. Hope you're having a great night. Right now at 5:49, our temperature is 61 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. The sun is trying to peek out there, but it's mostly on the cloudy side. But the winds are out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour, but once again, 61 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Hoping your Thursday is a good one. Weekend's almost here again, and right now looks like things are supposed to be pretty decent. Maybe some scattered showers here and there over the weekend, but they're talking about a high on tomorrow of 78 and 72 on Saturday. But then after that Saturday high of 72, it drops off after that. We're talking like Sunday through Sunday and Monday, it's going to be in the 60s and in the 50s on Tuesday and Wednesday. So a beautiful fall day out there in Richland Center right now. Get out and enjoy, everyone. And just wanted to let you know that Celebrate Recovery and Celebration Place for Kids Chili Feed is being held tonight from 6 to 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. The doors are currently open. Celebrate Recovery is not only celebrating with this Chili Feed its 34th anniversary, but also celebrating adding Celebration Place, CR's curriculum for children, to both help children develop healthy coping skills while having fun and providing a way for parents to attend this Christ-centered recovery program. Guest speakers for the night include Loretta and John Monson from Minnesota. Loretta will be sharing about the benefits of that Celebration Place is for children and families. John will be sharing a brief testimony on Celebrate Recovery's outreach to veterans. Welcome home. Tom Gozinski, CR Inside Advocate for Wisconsin, will share how CR is helping men and women inside prison and jails. And Laura Gozinski will be sharing on how CR supports those with chronic physical and mental health issues. There will also be a brief presentation on Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree Project for helping the children of prisoners receive gifts from their families in prison at Christmas times.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Amplify Health. A little empathy changes everything.
After 33 years of dedicated service, Steve Morganson is retiring from the Lone Rock EMTs. Come celebrate Steve's years of care and commitment at his farewell party this Sunday, October 19th at the Lone Rock Fire Station. Enjoy a luncheon from noon to 1:30, followed by a meet and greet from 1:30 until 3. Stop by, share a story, and thank Steve for his decades of service to your community. That's this Sunday, October 19th at the Lone Rock Fire Station. Come help honor EMT Steve Morganson for 33 years of life-saving dedication.
This season, make the short drive to Spring Green and take a tour of Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's legendary home and studio. Tours depart from the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center daily through October and Fridays through Sundays until mid-December. Visit Riverview Terrace Cafe for breakfast or lunch and enjoy scenic views of the Wisconsin River. It's the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright design restaurant in the world. You can also discover unique holiday gifts at the Wright Gift Shop. Learn more at TaliesinPreservation.org.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, where community, great music, and your favorite hometown meals come together.
Her daddy said, I'm gonna kill him. Mama's heart was about to break. Sarah sat on that couch and cried. 17 and 2 months late. Her daddy said, you're gonna ruin your life. He's no good and you're way too young. He started giving her all the options, but to Sarah there was only one. She loved that boy and he loved her. And that night she snuck out, met up with Jimmy and they headed out of town. Crossed the border and they said their vows. They didn't have a ring or a wedding cake. It wasn't much of a honeymoon, a sack of crystals and a motel room. But they had each other. Sometimes good things come to those who can't wait. They moved in with Jimmy's folks until they found a little place to rent. His mama gave him her old plaid sofa, a couple plates and a dinette set. Sarah worked at the beauty shop. Jimmy got a job laying bricks. They worked hard, but it was worth it. The first time they felt that baby kick, Jimmy said he could play for Tennessee. Sarah's folks were right there too.
smile slowly spread across his face. He said, "What took you so long? That's what I've been waiting on. I thought you'd take forever and a day. What made you say that? Was it the moonlight? Was it the starlight in your eyes? What made you say that? Have you been listening to your heart? It's too late now. I won't let you take it back. 'Cause I know love's what made you say that." What made you say that? Was it the moon?
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm